WHDD presents Susan Says.
A crazy week. A lot of silly stuff around. First of all, a couple of news items, if you want to call them news. A really crazy Russian guy who liked to dress as Napoleon cut up his lover, whom he had dressed as Josephine. Honest, it was in the paper. It has to be true, right? In St. Petersburg, this guy is actually a professor, says he repents, ooh, or however you say ooh in French and Russian. In New Jersey, at a country club, yeah, they have them there, I guess, some waiter spilled wine on a woman's purse, or I guess bag when it's Hermes. He spilled it on her, well, he should have spilled it on her back. Anybody who pays $30,000 and carries it around in a purse, well, they deserve it. Come on, people, there's better things to spend your money on. Apropos of nothing, the New York Post has in its sightings Meryl Streep at the Yiddish theater version of Fiddler on the Roof. I don't know why that made me laugh, but it did. On consumer issues, I always tell you, go to the head of the company, right? Not customer service, right? Well, Citibank fixes it so you can't find anyone to complain to. I went to my branch at 79th and Madison during lunch hour. Big mistake. Because they, of course, only had one teller because the others were at their lunch hour. Huh? It was a 25-minute wait. I freaked out. I asked for the manager who was helping the one teller with someone who took 10 minutes. He said, oh, he's understaffed. I said, really? Well, hire someone. Really annoying. And then I couldn't find anywhere in the corporate office to complain. So I'm complaining here. Citibank, boo. I saw the best movie ever, or one of them. A screening of Rocket Man, the life story of Elton John, was so brilliant. The kid, Trevor Egerton, was there. He was so sweet talking to everybody. A genius performance. The direction fabulous. What a surprise. Poor Elton, what a sad life. So glad it turned out okay. I loved it. And the score of songs, well, it can't be beat. Finally, it came the impeachment. Well, you know I have to cover it. I watched a little, the opening statements. The Democratic guy was good. The Republican guy looked like a deer in the headlights. The witnesses to class, unimpeachable, to coin a phrase. Guys, and then the crazies. Jim, spelled G-Y-M Jordan, jacketless, of course, raving and carrying on. Some others stupid and slippery. Some woman was waving papers and conspiracy theories. Oh, dear. A bonus, I must admit, is seeing Kellyanne's husband, George Conway, on MSNBC saying, you know who is unfit for presidency and should be removed. I wonder how dinner went last night at their house. He better get a food taster. But while that was winding down, guess who was on another forum carrying on? Deranged Donnie and the murderer from Turkey. What a farce. One word, Kurds. Oh, wait, Armenian genocide. That should be enough. And hashtag 45-ish looked like he was drugged, standing there wavering back and forth, weaving, eyes half shut. Not enough Adderall. What a week. Oh, well, bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.